Affordable housing in Humboldt County can be difficult to find, to say the least. For many, this leads to couch surfing, living out of a car, or sleeping in our forests and in our streets. Housing Alternative Insights, presented by HSU's Homeless Student Advocate Alliance, is a three-day dialogue between HSU and the community and features presentations by community members, local nonprofits, indigenous storytellers, and HSU's faculty and students. Please join us in the Native American Forum at Humboldt State University on November 28th and 29th at 6 p.m. and on November 30th at 8 p.m. Food and admission is free, but space is limited. For more information, go to facebook.com/hsu.hsaa.
And that was a radio spot produced by one of my guests here, Mike Barnes. Well done, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Barnes is joined by Shante Katt. She's the founder of HSU's Homeless Student Advocate Alliance. And they're here to talk to it with us about this Housing Alternatives Insight event. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks we really appreciate us. You yeah. for having us here.
I appreciate what you're doing. So how did the HSU Homeless Student Advocate Alliance actually come about?
For me, I was homeless for about 14 weeks when I transferred here after looking for a home for about a year and a half. And after a while, I just started getting upset and trying to figure out what the problem was. And so after exploring the issue, I placed an ad on Craigslist. And in about 3 hours, I received hundreds of emails.
Wow.
And so from
Were
there,
they from home, from students?
From homeless students.
Wow.
And so from there, I thought, well, geez, not very many Craigslist ads get this much response so quickly. There must be a serious issue. And so I started talking with the community members, talking with staff and faculty, and talking with students, and kind of started my first meeting in September of last year.
And that's kind of, I had gotten here and after couch surfing and looking for places for 2 months with all the financial backing, more financial backing than I've ever had. And after not finding anything, you know, all these research projects started up in on here on campus with my communications degree, and I started taking more time to research the issue, and that's when I met Shante, is through a professor. He saw that my passion in the work and said, you know, this lady Shante, she's really doing a lot. You should connect with her and build something.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like it's needed. There's actually quite a few HSU students who can't find housing, who don't have housing, as well as many, many CSU students throughout the state who are considered technically homeless. And I think that's, you know, can be kind of a shocking. The statistics aren't quite out yet, but it's several hundred students at HSU alone, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. It's in the thousands.
It's yeah. in a thousand.
Yeah. It's in the thousands for HSU. And that's throughout the year. And part of the problem is that a lot of people don't understand what the definition of homelessness is. And that can be couch surfing, that could be camping, that can be sleeping in your car.
The preferred definition is housing insecurity. A lot more people feel the lasting impacts of housing insecurity as opposed to being able to identify as homeless. By the definition, the federal definition of poverty is making $11,000 a year. But in California, if you're making $11,000 a year, you're well below the poverty line being able to afford housing.
For sure. It must be really difficult to study when you don't have secure housing, you don't aren't getting a good night's sleep, you know, you don't really have a place to focus.
I think that was one of the biggest issues for me. I had my 2-year-old daughter, my veteran husband, and we were having to move every 8 days from campsite to campsite. You can't stay for longer than 8 days in most of the campsites, especially if they have running water. And since I had my daughter, I was always worried that I had to have a space for her to be able to get clean. But doing homework was extremely difficult because we were in a tent with a flashlight and my phone would die all the time. And so I couldn't do, I basically dropped a whole letter grade in one of my classes because I missed one assignment. And that was because I didn't have Wi-Fi or electricity to do it.
Wow, yeah.
And I'm a 3.8 GPA student, so I was kind of devastated personally, but...
Yeah. It sounds like you're accomplishing a lot, though, with a... And you have housing now, as I understand you both do. So at this this three-day event starting next week, November 28th through the 30th, can you tell us what's going to be happening? These are like all day long events on the quad and at the Native American Forum and places like that.
They're a couple of hours each. The last one's like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But each day has a theme. The first day is Housing Indigenous Insights, in which, like the ad said, we'll feature Native storytellers from the community.
Jeannie McCovey and Kara Owings. Are both going to be speaking, which we're super excited about having them, and a representative from Potawatt also.
Yeah, and the second day is more focused on the social justice aspects. I'll be presenting alongside a very reputable advocate for homeless rights named Vernon Price. And then the third day is Innovative Insights, which will be focused on like anecdotal information. We've got a bunch of more presentations for the second day that Shantae can fill you in on.
Yeah, the third day, the anecdotal stories and outdoor living skills that we're trying to teach students is stuff like the safety checklist or even a presentation on stoves and what flashlights work and how to charge your car if it goes dead after you've charged your phone a million times, stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw that there's a lot of demonstrations for how to live outside of four walls, for sure. I mean, and it's unfortunate that that's necessary, but it's good to give people helpful information for where they're at right now, too.
Huh? We'd rather be focusing on getting housing out here, but unfortunately, it's a really interesting area and hard to develop very quickly. And we know that students are out here living like this right now, and there's not a lot of support for them. And mainly, we just want to make sure to let you guys know that you're not alone and that there's tips and tricks to help support you so that you don't feel so weighed down by it. Because I still have PTSD to this day, a year later, from living out there. And so does my boyfriend. So if there's ways that can help support you while you're out there living to where you don't feel so devastated by it, then even if it's just anecdotal remedies, that's what we're going to be trying to help with.
Yeah, not just for the students too. Like, that's why we've made this like a community event with nonprofit organizations such as AHA, the Sustainable Village, Betty Chin, local people that are doing a lot of good in this same category, because we're really trying not to exclude anybody, because homelessness is a huge issue in Humboldt County. And we just want to connect everybody. We're all fighting for the same battle.
Right. That's why we're the Alliance group. We want to align as many efforts as possible, even if that means just emailing people back and forth to let them know, hey, this person's doing this. You might want to work with them. We do a lot of that connecting in the community.
It's great. It's needed for sure. In all of your efforts and with talking with people, is there anything that makes you hopeful about the situation for increasing housing and affordable housing in Humboldt County? Are you hearing? I know there's talk of this village.
We both looked at each other like, we hope so. Yeah. There is, the village is going to be a great help. The only thing that we're concerned with is that the affordability of it, honestly, it's just like the dorms where they're going to pile in four people into a room and ask them to pay like $1,300 a month.
Yeah, dorms are actually like $850 a month. Is that right?
Yeah, well, plus more, because generally they have to pay a food portion too, and so it adds up to even more.
Wow.
So that's that's our biggest concern with that particular.
You know what inspired hope was the woman we talked to earlier today that shared some story. Like, you can cruise around this campus and talk to faculty members, professors, and they've all experienced housing insecurity or homelessness. And a woman today just shared her story in such a lighthearted, like, nice manner. And it just reminds you that, you know, if there's hopeful people that are, you know, as altruistic as she is and as kind and nice and, like, kind of have, like, humanitarian, I just believe in those type of people, that those more of those people are here in this county.
And they're reaching out. I think that's where you're coming from, is that they're reaching out to us, whether it's through donation, whether it's through those connections, the networking, whether it's even just coming to this particular event to show support. That shines hope. And I think that we're really excited about this event. Not only have we worked extremely hard on this event, but it's flowed. And it's like the universe is telling us that we're supposed to be doing this. And so we're just rolling with it and working hard on it.
I was just reading the North Coast Journal article, and that was just beautifully written last year. And it was written by students, and they went out and just randomly picked 60 HSU students, and 12 of the 60 did not have housing. I mean, that's a huge ratio.
Yeah.
And even some professors who move here don't find housing. I know that there was a consultant that did a study on to see how many beds or how many housing units Humboldt County needs. Have you seen results of that study yet?
We have a little packet of information that kind of summarizes some of the statistics found in the North Coast Journal article. And the housing shortage in Arcata is really dramatic. I think it's, you know, there's 500 total rental units and, like, over 2,000 students not living on campus. So it's like there's a huge discrepancy.
I know, I wish I had the pamphlet in front of me, but it's very disproportionate.
There's a lot to learn and a lot to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
So people will have an opportunity to learn and share and listen November 28th, 29th, and 30th. Is this schedule available online somewhere? People can...
Yes, it is. It will be available on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hsu.hsaa.
Well, thank you so much, Mike Barnes and Shante Catt. We're out of time, but thanks for the work that you do and for bringing this issue to light, and appreciate your efforts.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. We appreciate it.